Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1108, getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we started the Halachas of Shinar Makom last year. We went through the introduction and the reasons why we're getting back into Shinar Makom and so on. Okay, so be it as it may, let's jump right into it. We want to first go through some of the areas in Shinar Makom where people are a little bit confused. In other words, where it does get confusing, and we want to slice it and dice it, as they say. So you have, first of all, we have what's called a bracha rishayna, a bracha before the food. Like I take a drink, I take a coffee, I make a shahakal, and I start to drink, finish. Now, and then you have a bracha achrayna. If I drink enough, which is basically, we've spoken about many, many times, a revius. You have to drink a revius. Lechatchila, it should be, one should drink the revius in the amount of time that it takes to drink two gulps. But there are those who rely on that if it takes even kadeachilis pras, meaning up to roughly 4 minutes. Rabbadin brings down three or four minutes. Bidyevid, if one drank a revius in that amount of time, you can still make the bar nefoshes, according to many paiskim. And the Mishabur brings out, if I remember correctly, often I think from the Gra also like that. Okay, but the Mishabur does say in a minig olam, on a hot drink, the minig olam is people don't. And again, that itself is a machlokes, and some do even up to 4 minutes. Now, how much is a revius in general? We say roughly around 3 ounces. It's 2.9. Others possibly could hold different, but it's around 3 ounces. For argument's sake, we say usually berach around, give or take a little bit more or less, 3 ounces. Okay, so again, the lechatchila, one should try, definitely lechatchila, should try to drink that 3 ounces in the amount within the amount of time it takes a person to drink two gulps with a small pause in between. How much time that is, we've spoken about in the past. I don't remember exact amount of seconds, but that amount of time. And b'diavad, if somebody got stuck or whatever the case is, many paiskim would say it's still fine. B'chdei achilas pras up to the 4 minutes. Now, going back to the bracha rishayna. Now, the bracha rishayna has to be made. The bracha before food has to be made on even the smallest little drop of food. Now, what types of food? You know, you have different types of food. Certain types of foods that are not edible, but somebody still has to eat it. Okay, how brachas change? We're not going to get into all that. But a regular person takes regular food with taste, regular drink with taste, right? We're not going to get into different types of things. You also have with water, which we've spoken about in the past. If somebody's totally not thirsty, right, then I have to take a pill. A person has to take a pill. They're totally not thirsty. So again, on water, you would not make a bracha either. If a person's thirsty, then you have to make a bracha. Okay, so those things change. We've discussed that in the past. We'll maybe possibly get back into it in the future. But a regular food, regular drink, you make a bracha rishayna on the smallest amount, and that's it. Shahakol, mezainis, and cake. Okay, whatever it might be. Now, as far as bracha, but then there's no amount, there's no set amount, even a little crumb. I want to eat a little crumb of cake, make a mezonos. That's it. I want to eat a little crumb of a cookie, I have to make a mezonos. I want to take a tiny sip of coffee, right? I have a geshmak of coffee, but it's only a sip. Maybe I don't need a bracha. No, you need a bracha of shahakal. So that there's no shear. That's what I'm trying to get to. There's no amount. Once you drink, once you eat, regular food, regular drink, you have to make a bracha. As far as the after bracha, now as far as the bracha achrayna, that is already makes a difference. That is totally in what we call the shir ikel. And again, all this we've discussed, but we want to make the distinction so we understand how Shinoi Makom works. This is the point we're trying to get to. The bracha achrayna is dependent on shir ikel, which is the digestion period, which is totally in, which is dependent on time. It's not dependent on time. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the body after the digestion period, but it's time, the amount of time. How long is that digestion period? How long does it take? Okay. And it also depends on the amount of food that one ate also. In other words, if I take a crumb of cake, I have to make a bar minim mezonos. If I just eat a crumb of cake and that's all, I do not have to make a bracha achrayna. It's not enough. It's not a question of the shear. I don't have. We don't have the shear, the amount. And also, since I don't have the amount, there's no, digestion period to worry about. There's no shear equal. Okay. They go together. The shear equal, the digestion period and the amount to go together. But you need the amount. As far as the after bracha, you need the amount, to be able, which is is a kazayas. Okay, let's get that clear. When it comes to food, which I spoke about drink, you need a revias. When it comes to food, you need a kazayas. You have to eat a kazayas of the food. It's nothing to do with bread. Now, we're talking about general concept. I eat cake. You have to eat a kazayas of the cake. You don't have to, but if one ate a kazayas of the cake under a 4-minute period, is what we call, quote-unquote, b'chdei achilas pras. Under a 4-minute period, a kazayis of cake, you now have to make a bracha achroina, which is a al hamichya. How much time do I have to make that bracha achroina? In general, the Mishnah Berurah says it's up to 72 minutes. We're talking about, I'm not talking about a case where somebody is full or whatever, but in general, I ate a small little piece of cake. It's not, and then after 72 minutes, I'm not full anymore, but I have up to 72 minutes, in general to make the bracha achroina. Once I ate the kazayas of cake, I ate a kazayas of cake under a 4-minute period, right? Again, it could be with any food, but this is just an example. Now I ate a kazayas of cake under a 4-minute period. Now the clock starts ticking, as they say in English. The clock starts ticking. I finish my last bite of the kazayas, or 2 kazayas, how much I ate. Now the clock starts ticking. From here on in, I have up to 72 minutes. Now, of course, l'chatchili, have to make it right away. I have 72 minutes. I'll wait till 70 minutes. You don't do that. That's a major problem. But you have to make the bracha as soon as possible, right? We're not talking about leaving the place or whatever. We're talking about the metzias of the bracha. You have to make the bracha, the metzias of forgetting whatever. You have to make the bracha right away. I forgot up to 72 minutes. You have, once you finish the last bite of that kezayis of food, which was eaten in the b'chdei achilas pras under a 4-minute period. And as far as the drink goes, once I took the last sip, as long as sometime during my drinking period, I drank a revius, which is roughly 3 ounces. Again, lechatchila in the 2-sip with 1 pause period, b'di'eved under a 4-minute period. And again, also b'chdei achilas pras. Once I took the last sip, now the clock starts ticking on that. And lechatchila, it should be within a half hour. Kafachai, many places can hold within a half hour on drinks. B'di'eved, you could go, there are those who hold up to 72 minutes. B'di'eved also, if I remember correctly, the Aruch HaShulchan, and I think I heard Rav Shmuel first, Shlita in Chicago, says we go with that Aruch HaShulchan. So, but the Eved one would have up to 72 minutes. But again, we don't wait. You make it right away. If somebody forgot, up to a half hour lechatchila, but the Eved, worst case scenario, up to 72 minutes. But again, from the last sip of the drinking, when it came to the 72, once they drank a revius, roughly 3 ounces in that amount of time. Now we'll explain next year. I just want to go through real quickly that how it works as far as the time frame. Good, I drank enough for the after bracha. Fine, I ate enough for the after bracha. Fine, but now when does the clock start ticking from the last bite? But how exactly does that work? We'll just end off with that the next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.